What up? What it is? What it be's like? What it do?
We back.
We back, baby.
Full of energy.
All the energy. Welcome back. We are doing the thing where we talk to you about things of the Japanese animation variety. Right here on the world famous, not really, but we're getting there, Chillin' Vanilla Podcast.
Oh yeah.
This
one's a pre-recording that you'll either be watching on YouTube or listening to on audio, which for those not on each platform, anchor.fm/chillvanilla5, that's the audio that'll lead you to like Spotify, Apple Podcast. If you're listening just on audio, you can always look us up on YouTube, Chill Vanilla Podcast. And around the end of May, we'll be back live on Twitch, twitch.tv/chillvanilla5, every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can come check out and listen to our opinions live and tell us how right we are. And
because we're always right.
All that fun stuff.
We always have the answer to every question.
We are professionals.
100%. This week, so, what are we going over? Since you're taking lead this week.
Akame got killed.
Ooh. Or,
well, since you wouldn't shut the fuck up, Akame got killed.
Oh.
I think that's how you say
it. Yeah, Akame got killed. For sure.
So, it's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Basically, the premise is there's a big evil empire, and the main cast is that you kind of follow is an assassin group that's helping the rebellion army to try and take out all these high-profile people to help the rebellion take over, because the empire's cruel, like, you know, the normal cruel empire trope. So that is basically, in a whole big summary, the gist. I don't even know if you can consider Tatsumi the main character, since the show's not even named after him.
Akame, for sure, is basically the main character. There's another scenario where it's like Tatsumi's kind of the co-main, but like he's the bake, well, whereas she's the actual shake, you know? So
yeah, because I mean they start the show with him, and he's basically this innocent kid who's going to the imperial capital to help make money to help his starving village.
Yeah.
And he starts to slowly realize how corrupt and evil people are in the capital. And he got, like, split up from his friends, and he got taken in by this, like, these rich people that were like, oh, we'll take care of you, and then come to find out they were really taking in travelers and torturing and killing them in their yard. And he initially traveled with two of his childhood friends, and they got separated along the journey, and then come to find out the rich people killed him. And he finds that out because the assassin group that's killing the bad guys, basically, the bad empire people, is coming to kill the rich people. And so he joins them, in summary. But, you know, he's not a really trained assassin, so he basically spends his time learning and getting better. And
basically, he's fucking trash for the first, like, half of this damn show.
yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, go ahead and explain some character development. Not really so much with Tatsumi, because he's okay.
Well, Tatsumi's he's just kind of your basic old country boy.
Yeah,
he don't know what he's doing. He learned how to fight, and he kind of tags along on missions with all the different people and kind of learns something new from them, which is a cool little thing, but. Shit, dude, everyone, all the characters in this show are good, in my opinion. It's hard to pinpoint certain ones. Like, obviously, you have Akame, and, I mean, I don't feel like her character develops too much. It's more of, you just get to know her more. Like, I think her character's kind of set in stone with how she is. I mean, she's a trained professional-ass assassin.
Correct.
And so, I mean, it's more of just getting to know her. I mean, you've got Bulat, or as he called him,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
It threw me off because he always had that like same hairstyle as, you know, that guy from Future Diary. The couple. That threw me off real hard. I was like, oh, Jesus, another one. But he ended up being a really cool character. And I mean, so major spoilers alerts.
That's what we do.
This is like fucking Game of Thrones in this bitch. Everybody dying.
Everybody.
They don't care about anybody. So
Lottie fucking daddy.
There's so many characters, it's hard to even cover it all. Because you've got Mine, the little sniper girl. She's... And you've got Shelee and Leon and Lubbock. Like, they're all... That's all the assassin group. Well, and then their leader, who I thought was a dude at first, until they showed the whole body.
You're like, oh, okay.
But, it's... Okay, it's... I think I've said this a couple times. Spoilers, dude. The thing that threw me off the most in this show is when fucking Shelee died.
Yeah.
When she got fucking just... Like, I knew there people died in the show because, like, okay, his friends died. Obviously, it's that kind of anime where people die. But, you know, you never know if it's one of those where, you know, the main people don't die. When they fucking just... Shelee got ripped in half and eaten by that little dog, that big dog monster. I was like, ooh. So it's this kind of show now. Yeah. I think that traumatized me for a minute there because I was like, I wasn't like, ready for this.
Okay. Yeah. It just starts and you just go, holy fuck. And then they just keep going with it. They're like, hey, don't worry. We're going to keep doing this. So be prepared. You're never prepared.
Yeah, Shelee died really early on, but I mean, mm-hmm. she was, you know. But I even, okay, so they did really good with all the characters because Shelee died really early and I still was like, that fucked me up because I wasn't ready for that and I didn't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt for her. Like, you got to know her. They focused a lot on her in some of the earlier episodes and then you got to know her and her backstory and then... Bye. Turned into fucking Attack on Titan in this bitch. We're just getting eaten by giants.
100%. It's like, goddamn, bro.
Bro, I was that the girl with the little dog imperial arms. What's her name? Saryu or whatever, however you say it.
Yeah.
The little maniac dude. I was ready to. I was done with her. I was like, when are they killing this bitch? Because. She has upset me. She took out my girl.
Oh goodness! I'm just remembering all of the. I'm remembering all rough. Of the glorious gory deaths.
Okay, yeah, it is really gory. If you don't it's like super like fucking blood, gory. And,
like yeah, this is don't watch. It's not a thing to where we're like, oh hey yeah, definitely we're gonna keep you know recommending gory shows. It doesn't seem like it's going to be at first.
Just has come out that way.
So. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's going to be super gory at first. And then all of a sudden, fuck shit starts happening. You're like, oh no. Oh, this is one of those shows. Okay.
Yeah, they kill people and they kill people and you see it.
Yeah, you see it and it's fucking rough. There's none of this like, you know, cutaway or anything. No. You get the front row seat, motherfucker. And you're supposed to just be like, huh, okay, clap. Like, no, there's no clapping. You just sit there jaw dropped a good portion of this damn show. So,
yeah, once they get... And what I like is, like, pretty much once they get started, all the missions afterwards are, like, every episode's like they're killing somebody. It's like, you know, they don't go on these, like, 50-episode arcs to kill one person. It's like target, 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 target.
Yeah.
So, it made you... And... What I liked about it was you go, because I kind of said this in Mob Psycho at a point where I was like, since nobody dies in Mob Psycho, it kind of took away the danger of everything. In this, dude, I wasn't sure who was dying when. Like, there were a couple I could tell, like Bulat dying.
Yeah.
Bulat dying, I could tell. And it sucked that he died, but I was okay with it because it was a turning point for Tatsumi by taking his imperial arms, and because you know otherwise Tatsumi would still be a little bitch.
100%.
So, but dude, yeah, I wasn't. There was a lot of them I wasn't ready for. Like, well, like Chelsea, I knew when hers was coming. You could kind of tell.
Yeah.
When she went to go after Akame's sister, but yeah, it's a wild show. It's hard to go into each character, otherwise we'd be here all day.
Yeah, because of the fact that there's a pretty good amount of I won't say backstory, but there's a pretty good amount of events that happen with each character. Exactly. So basically you'd be trying to explain the show verbatim, which that's never any fun. This is the key point. Story wise, the story is okay. Like you said earlier, it's like rebelling against the big bad, which is basically
the plot of the story is okay.
Yeah, the plot of the story is pretty fucking basic. It's not meant to be anything like cerebral. It's nothing like mind fucking at all. It's very straightforward. These are the bad guys. These people are fighting the bad guys. Fights ensue. People die. Like,
keep getting higher profile members and, you know, more, and the government keeps putting together more elite teams to try and take them out. And that's basically the show. And dude, I didn't know they had a gym leader Surge in this show too.
Oh, 100%, Doug.
Fucking Budo, General Budo. He had the electric, the thunder thing too. I was like, oh, they had to do that.
Like the haircut, the everything, bro. It's automatic. It's spot on. Surge. It's like,
you gotta look it up. Look up General Budo from Akame Ga Kill and you'll see it.
And you'll understand.
Pokemon.
As far as like the animation and stuff, it's very like 2010s. Because when the fuck did the show come out? Like 2000. I want to say 12. Let's see how right I am. How about that? See how right I am. Akame Ga Kill. There we go. Akame Ga Kill.
We need a little like research in progress.
Oh, well, I was close. 2014. I was close. 2014. So yeah, it's got the standard issue like 2010s art style. Remember I told you like 2014 through like 18, roughly that 4-year period. Yeah. Most of the anime looked basically the same.
I didn't mind it though.
Oh, no. Like, it's still a really good art style. It's just, you can kind of tell, like, it's in that era as far as the art style. It's kind of gritty. You know, it's got this, like, dark tone to it and all this other shit. There's a lot of dark-ass shows that came out in that time period, by the way.
It was depressing times back then.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Tokyo Ghoul, fucking Parasite, all this other shit that came out around that time. ReZero, like, was it Promised Neverland? All that kind of similar time frame. Well, within that like 4-year span, they all look pretty similar. So now that the nerding out is over, as far as that's concerned, I would say story wise, like I said, it's very straightforward. Animation, it's really good. It's not like, obviously the bar is set incredibly high when you watch shows by like MAPPA or like Studio Bones, which isn't fair for a lot of shows because of that fact. It's kind of fucked up, but you kind of have to nowadays, because it's like, okay, well, if I'm watching this, how does this compare to X show as far as animation is concerned? And honestly, it's okay. It's nothing over the top, other than like gore. The gore effect is really,
they know
there.
How to animate blood in this one.
100%, because there's a lot of it. I feel like there's a whole team dedicated to just gore, because holy shit.
I animated the blood.
I animated the blood.
That's all I did.
If you haven't seen, I know you haven't, if you haven't watched like Blood Sea, or even like Blood Plus, yeah, think like the copious amounts of blood that's in that show, but they're just like, it's more cartoonish looking. It's got like weight to it here. Like there's splats and splits and yeah, shit's fucking getting slashed and gashed over this motherfucker on a constant basis. But other than that, it's good. It's good animation wise. It's good. I'm not gonna shit on it because there's nothing really shit on. It's not like it's Token Rambu.
It works with the show. It doesn't need to.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be like crazy, crazy good.
We don't need the Demon Slayer style animation.
Also, guess what? There is. I found out today. I learned there is a term for the like co-main. It's the deuteragonist. There we go.
The what?
The deuteragonist. So the second most important person in the show.
I'm just gonna keep saying co-main.
So you have exactly. So you have the protagonist, the deuteragonist, and tetartagonist.
You were done nerding out.
I'm sorry. It's what happens. Tetratagonist, pentagonist is a tritagonist, tetartagonist is the fourth.
Well, that's about how many there were in this show because they had.
It just kept going. Yeah.
Oh jeez.
Oh, it's too good. All right, it's going to wrap this fucker up.
Well, so I'd say the bright sides for me. I think the strong suit for this is the characters. Like that's what drew me to the show the most was. Yeah. I liked all the characters. I was interested in all their backstories, and it hurt to see them pass.
Yes.
Spoilers, pretty much fucking everybody dies.
Yep.
But yeah, so it sucked, but at the same time, it made sense, and it also put weight behind everything that they did. So it helped the story. I liked how people died and it helped push the story, but their strong suit definitely is just the characters and their personalities. And because like it threw in the little light quick comedy here and there, but then would stay serious. And so I just think all getting to know all the characters throughout the show was good. I thought the only part of the story that I thought was good and hilarious and helped keep things going was how basically all the women liked Tatsumi, even Ezdeath falling in love with Tatsumi was I thought that was a funny plot. I haven't seen anything quite like that where like the big bad person's like in love with the main character or one of the main characters. So I thought that was good, and I thought they did that well to where they kind of kept it. They did well making it to where she didn't realize he was part of the assassin group until like near the end.
Yeah.
So. And then obviously you got Akame, who's just a badass.
Correct. As a deuteragonist.
Yeah. I think she's the main.
100%.
She's got the title. She's got the title. 100%. Tatsumi's like the Sasuke. He ain't in the title, but he's trying to be the main.
He's trying real hard. This shit's called Naruto, not Sasuke.
Possibly trying to save the world and doesn't work out for him quite well.
This shit's called Akame get kill, not Tatsumi get kill, motherfucker. Like,
yeah. So I thought that was good. Obviously, it's really brutal.
Yeah.
Animation was good for the time it came out and for what the show was like. Because no one here had crazy. I mean, they had powers, but. Kind of, but not to like the extreme of some shows. So.
It's not over the top, basically. Yeah.
Which is good, though.
Yeah,
they kept it more realistic, I did like how the injuries were kind of somewhat realistic.
Yeah, like it's a little more realistic. You get more. It's more grounded. Put it that way. It's not like all this over the top shit. Like, oh my god, he got shot to the moon and he's back. Looking at you, One Punch Man. Not to say that I wasn't a fan of that shit because it was fucking ridiculous, but the abilities and injuries made sense for the show, right? There wasn't the shit where it's like Demon Slayer where homeboy's getting jabbed in the fucking heart basically and he's like, haha, JK, I just move my organs around, like
yeah.
It's something crazy like that, right? So
the adrenaline keeps me going.
Yeah, exactly. I can do this all day. He's bleeding out of every orifice in his face. Yeah. But The characters are very good, like you said. They're fleshed out, right? So you get good stories with them, and it actually hurts whenever a character dies. There are only a handful of shows that I can think of, anime-wise, that I can say that about. This is one of them. This, Iron-Blooded Orphans, 100%. Like, some of the deaths in that show, like, had to, like, pause the show because it generally hurt. I was like, no, but boy.
Spoil nothing. I've only finished season one of
it. I will not spoil a damn thing for you, but yeah, there are going to be some deaths. The second season. There's going to be some deaths in there, and they're going to fucking sledgehammer you out of nowhere. They're going to give you the tap on the shoulder, and then bow.
Truck coon. But what was his name that died in season one? Was his name Biscuit? Is that what I'm thinking right? Or is that a different show I'm thinking of?
No, Biscuit died at the end of season one.
But he's in Iron-Blooded Orphans, right?
Yep.
It's been a while since... Okay, Biscuit is the one I was thinking of. Yeah, I saw him die.
That shit hurt, man.
I was like, that shit hurt. That shit back hurt. On track. Back on track.
But yeah, so characters like that, that like you get attached to it, and you're like, okay, this is really good. Ooh, what do you mean they're dead? Ooh, they'll be back though, right? You know, like, that. It doesn't happen in this show. Nobody comes back. There's no fucking bullshit shonen plot armor nonsense. No, people fucking die. There's death. There's sadness. There's pain.
None of that Spiku Bisco bullshit.
100%. None of that fucking, hey, guess what? We're back, bitch. Yeah, none of that. And then, of course, as a quick aside, as death. That's, you're right. Like, that's it. You don't really need to say anything else. And as death.
Just play the clip. You already know. There is no debate.
Yeah, let's get this fired up. Sending.
Waifu of the week.
It says death. All right, so. Played it simple, because holy shit. Just everything. It just the goddamn, the body, the latitude. Lord. Dummy mummy. Yeah, 100%. But yeah, that's my quick aside as far as.
Well, what's characters. Funny is I've seen her, like, you know, I've seen.
Yeah, of course. Of her. Everyone and their mom has seen some. Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't know where she was from.
Exactly.
Until.
And then you start watching this and you're like, oh shit, it's her. And you're like, oh shit, it's her. Like.
Oh.
Oh, damn, baby. Yeah. As death is sensational. I wouldn't even mad that she was a villain. I was like, I'm about it. Like, please. Take me in. Yeah. Take me to the Capitol. Like, let's do this thing. What are we doing? Like, oh, you're throwing me in a dungeon? Is it your dungeon?
Tatsumi was a stronger man than I would have been.
Tatsumi. Put it that way. Knowing you, they just pay you some fucking schmeckles and be like, hey, take him out right quick. Not a problem.
Sorry, I'm changing sides.
What do you mean? Have you seen her? Oh shit! But yeah, I said, let's
you
go.
Want me to
this.
Pick Lion Woman over her? You must be tripping.
You lost your goddamn mind. Oh shit! Let's go and wrap this.
I got the rated
up.
R Elsa in this bitch. I'm not.
Oh no! You're right though. Oh shit. I'm gonna wrap it up though. Overall, it's a great show. It's kind of a must see if you're into anime. You have to watch it. That's
it's a good gory action show.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're not really into gore, if you're not really into like action type shit, I can understand if you're a little hesitant watching it. It is like a full show. Was it 26?
24.
Yeah, 24. Yeah, 20 something. Yeah, around there. So. A little longer for people that just like to binge through anime, although some people like watching really long fucking shows and they can blow through like every season.
Dude,
of
I blew through that shit. That's
oh, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's a good like, hey, I've got a few hours binge through show for sure. I know I say that about a lot of the shows that we watch, but not what I mean by that is like actually enjoy it, but binge it and not speed run it. Right, you can enjoy this. You can actually spend time with some of these characters and be like, "Holy shit!" And then, of course, get that nice kick in the or stab in the fucking heart whenever they die. So, again, worth a watch. It's got good animation. It's if you're a fan of the like 2014 ish like mid 2010s anime style, by all means, this is right up your alley. If you like more can't really say adult theme, just more gory or more on the serious side of things, more way more seinen than you would expect. Just looking at the characters, yeah, for sure, give it a peep.
They're not throwing up rainbows like Konosuba.
Yeah, they're throwing up blood, and then dying shortly after. The story, like I said, it's a quick follow. You're not. If you like turn to like go do something for 5 seconds, you're not going to be like, oh shit, I missed a super key sentence in this entire show. It's not
super in depth like Future Diary and all that other shit.
There are plenty of anime where you have to focus. This isn't really one of them. This is just kind of enjoy the ride. Overall, I give it a solid like 8 out of 10. It's a really good show. The only thing that I would want more if they were to ever like remake it for some fucking reason, right? I hope they don't. Please don't. I don't even really want to put that out in the ether. Like don't.
The way it is.
Yeah, it's perfect the way it is. It does everything right that it's trying to do. Literally, the only reason why I give it an 8 is I do like a little bit more story with the war. Basilisk is a really good example of like it's fucking gory, but it's got a hell of a lot of story. There's a lot of lore tied to some of the characters. Like there are shows out there that can do both. That's an older show though, so you know, there's that. But overall, a solid 8. Worth a watch. It's a good one. You'll remember it for sure for years to come once you watch it. So
yeah, no, that mine's the same. Mine's an 8 out of 10. My main things with it is the only thing that really just annoyed the crap out of me was the trump card thing with all their abilities. It's like everyone's got some trump card. And I was like, what is this, fucking Yu-Gi-Oh?
You've activated my trap card, bro.
Yeah, like that got annoying. And the only other thing that was annoying, I get why they did it, because obviously it helps the audience more than anything, is the explaining their abilities to the enemy they're fighting. It's like, let me tell you how my shit works so that you can defeat
it. You can figure out a defense against it. Oh yeah. Like it's so dumb.
Those are the only things that kind of drop points for me. That's why it's 8 out of 10 for me. Otherwise I love the characters. The story's simple, but at the same time it's executed well enough that it fits.
Yeah, it flows well. There's not a lot of
bother me.
There's not a lot of like crazy pacing issues where it's like super slow and then it just breakneck speeds and then it goes back
I said, they're killing someone every episode
basically. Yeah, so,
it's a good 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean that's like I said, it's worth it. Y'all give it a shot, let us know what you think. We do have comment sections on fucking everything. Speaking of everything, weird unpluggables,
like and subscribe, you know, hit the bell and you know all that shit. Chill Vanilla Podcast on YouTube. You can check us out. That's got all of our video recordings, even from the Twitch lives and from these pre-recordings we're doing. Anchor.fm/ChillVanilla5 will have your audio versions that link to Spotify, Apple, and several other major podcast platforms. And we'll be back end of May for lives again, twitch.tv/ChillVanilla5. Check us out Wednesdays, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Chill with your boys and we'll tell you how wrong you are and how right we are.
Always and forever, because we're amazing and you love us and our words are the law.
We have open minds.
Hell yeah. But let us know your recommendations. Let us know what you guys think and we will catch you fuckers in the next one. Later.